You're tuned to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Lance Armstrong told the BBC today if conditions in the Tour de France were the same today as they were when he was riding, he'd probably cheat again. The legendary cyclist was permanently banned from his sport for illegal drug use. Armstrong's not the only athlete to be accused of cheating. You've probably heard about Deflategate. Seattle's Super Bowl opponents, the New England Patriots, are accused of deflating footballs below the regulated air pressure limit. Both the Patriots coach, Bill Belichick, and quarterback Tom Brady deny any involvement.
I mean, I feel like I've always played within the rules. I would never do anything to break the rules. I believe in fair play, and I respect the league, and everything that they're doing to try to create a very competitive playing field for all the NFL teams.
Tom Brady speaking to the media last week. It's still not clear if the Patriots really did cheat, but it's not the first time Patriots coach Bill Belichick has faced accusations or the first time cheating's occurred in professional sports. David Callahan is author of The Cheating Culture, Why More Americans Are Doing Wrong to Get Ahead. Callahan told Jeannie Yandel, money is always an incentive to cheat, and in professional sports, the financial stakes are higher than ever.
If you go back 20 years, maybe even 15 years ago, 10 years ago, athletes, professional athletes, were not getting paid the kind of money they now make. I mean, we hear all the time about these astronomical pay packages for top athletes. And you get that kind of money when you perform and when you perform consistently. And so one basic logic behind cheating is that the bigger the carrots are, the more incentives there are to cut corners to get those carrots. And there's no question that the carrots have gotten a lot bigger in professional sports over the last couple decades.
Well, when a pro athlete is accused of cheating or is caught cheating, how does the public view him or her?
It's kind of a mixed bag. Sometimes there's a tremendous amount of outrage. Other times there's a feeling like, well, this is sort of the way the game is played, right? Everybody cuts corners. It's a harsh world out there. For example, with the doping by the Major League Baseball players, there was a sense that, well, all the other players were juicing up and using steroids. So for those who also cheated, it was kind of understandable. There's a similar reaction to the charges around Lance Armstrong at different points, which is that, all the European cyclists were engaged in blood doping. So it's not surprising that the American cyclists and Armstrong would also go down that path, that sometimes you have to cheat just to be at that level playing field and compete against the other people in the same field.
What do you think that willingness to forgive overall says about our culture and how we think of cheating?
Well, this is the United States of amnesia, right? People, we love comeback stories. We love examples of people who've been disgraced and then apologize profusely and get back on the saddle, and pretty soon all is forgotten. It does depend upon how dramatic the case is. We haven't seen that yet with Lance Armstrong, who remains a kind of a disgraced figure. But I think there's a tremendous desire to forgive, especially these athletes who oftentimes are beloved by their fans. When you have athletes that have a more negative reputation, like Barry Bonds, the Major League slugger, did, then oftentimes instead of forgiving, people will just pile on. So it really depends what the reputation of the athlete is.
I'm talking with David Callahan. He's the author of the book, The Cheating Culture, Why More Americans Are Doing Wrong to Get Ahead. We're talking about cheating in pro sports and in the culture at large. David, let's talk a little bit more about the culture at large. You called us the United States of amnesia when it comes to how we treat pro athletes after they've been found to cheat. Overall, though, has there been any change in consequences for cheating in the culture at large?
Well, I think what's changed over the past few decades is that the incentives to cheat have grown greater. It's not just in professional sports where you see higher, financial rewards for the people who get to the top and who are the winners. It's almost every profession. You see it on Wall Street. You see it in the legal profession. You see it in the healthcare profession. The winners are getting paid more than ever, which is why we've been having this discussion about inequality over recent years. At the same time, the losers in American life, or the people who just get by, are having a harder time than ever. And so I think there's this sort of dog-eat-dog economic environment that we live in, which produces a sense among many people that, hey, you got to do whatever you can to keep your head above water. And for the people who do have a shot at those big rewards, it's, wow, there's so much money by getting to the top that maybe it's worth cutting a few corners to get there. And I think certainly that was the attitude on Wall Street during the go-go years.
Well, since, as you say, the stakes are higher for everybody, then ultimately, is cheating in pro sports any different from cheating in the culture at large?
I think it has a lot of similarities. And, you know, it's not just that the rewards are so big for those stars who are at the top of professional sports. It's also that in that world, the sticks hit pretty hard, too, if things don't work out for the losers. You know, one thing that came out in all the steroids scandals in Major League Baseball was that a lot of the players were not the big sluggers. They were just, you know, ordinary mid-level players who were trying to keep up with the next guy and afraid of being pushed back to the minor leagues and maybe losing their foothold in professional sports altogether. And there's not a lot of other things you can do as a washed-up professional athlete, especially one who's never really been a big star.
David, we're talking about this in part because the New England Patriots have been accused of underinflating the footballs that they used in the AFC Championship game against the Indianapolis Colts. And in a press conference this last Thursday, New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady said, look, this isn't ISIS, this story about them supposedly cheating. In a larger scheme of things, do you think that stories like this about an NFL team maybe cheating actually matter?
I think that they do matter in that they're often a telltale sign of the broader ethics problems we have in American society. And because so many of these stories keep popping up, not just in professional sports, but in lots of sectors in our society, whether it's a cheating scandal at a college university, or whether it's doctors with conflicts of interest, or whether it's another corporation admitting to breaking the rules. And, you know, we just get a constant onslaught of these stories about people cutting corners. And it makes you concerned about the well-being of the ethics in our society. All that said, you know, in regard to this particular story, this deflate gate, as it's been called, regarding the footballs, you know, look, the big problem in the NFL is not underinflated footballs. The NFL has had a lot of serious issues lately come up about concussions, about its response to sexual abuse and domestic battery. And the NFL is probably very happy to be talking about Deflategate as opposed to some of the more serious and complicated issues that now faces the NFL.
David Callahan is author of The Cheating Culture, Why More Americans Are Doing Wrong to Get Ahead. He spoke with Jeannie Yandel. And in case you've been away from media access lately, the Seattle Seahawks will face the New England Patriots on Sunday for Super Bowl 49.